Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. Each week, Nature publishes a science fiction story in its Futures slot. At the end of every month, we read you our favourite. This month's story is Choices in Sequential Order, written by Carlo Yeager Rodriguez, published on April 6th, and read by Adam Levy and me, Sharmini Bundell.
Single Axis Designs. The Key to Life. Copyright 2349. Start. Planet. Earth or Tau Ceti E.
Tau Ceti E.
Redirecting to Xenobiota.
You're killing me, down in this tunnel you've made. But I feel like I can only talk to you. Strange, huh? I feel euphoric. I wonder if it's the low oxygen levels on the planet's surface. I feel it's because of you. I'm 12 light years away from home, paralysed in a hole in the ground on a hell planet, but you're everything I ever dreamed in my life.
Can it move? Present or not present?
Present.
Symmetry, radial or pentamerism, or bilateral?
Bilateral. Because of you, the promise of you, V and Mum agreed. The one time they agreed on something, you know? They joined forces, but I was ready. I told them Pop would have jumped at the chance I was given. Xenobiologist, an advanced team. Pop would have been so proud. The only space exploration he knew was contained in the paperbacks he read until he couldn't read any longer. When that happened, I read to him. The breathing machines shushed me, the rattle and hiss of air pumped in and out of Pop's lungs. His eyes closed, I'm sure he dreamed of a vast frontier. And one day the machines stuttered into stillness. I knew the time had come. With Pop gone, why did I have to stay earthbound? After I beam the dichotomous key data back, I'll suggest naming you after my Pop. Xenopendra Peretziae has a good ring. When I mentioned his wishes, V and Mum said it wasn't fair. What does fair have to do with anything?
Panarthropoda. Jointed legs. Yes or no?
Yes.
How many antennae? Two pairs or one pair or none?
It only has one pair. It's getting dark in here. How's the saying go? Better to light a view screen than to curse the darkness, huh? Good thing my suit helmet has a heads-up display. Best thing, the display. I have something to do while you're gone. Auxiliary team need to know about you. Thank you for pinning me down. Probably break my neck. Oh, I'm dead either way. My cheek itches. Where are... Oh, you're fast. You must not need visible light to see, huh? Oh, I guess maybe I moved, but that glued me to the spot. Won't move anymore. I can feel them wriggle around now. I wonder if they'll tickle when they hatch.
Number of legs. Three pairs or four or more pairs?
Four or more pairs.
Number of legs per segment. Two pairs or one pair?
One pair. Can't feel my fingers. There's a hot breeze across my belly, though. The crosswind tells me you must have dug out another exit. The airflow leaves my mouth full of sand. I can feel it across my belly too. Suit's torn open. The diagnostic module doesn't respond. You must have damaged it when you ripped it open. It could have analysed for poison. Vital circuits running. Redundancy's good. The beacon's activated if vitals drop to null. Fangs. Forcipules, yes, not fangs. Must deliver a weak toxin. Is the euphoria caused by it alone, or is it a factor? What about low oxygen? Temperature? I must have pissed myself. I can smell it. Pressure like a clenching fist on my abdomen. Now it unclenches and flutters open, moves, clenches again. Why am I so accepting? I know, my brain knows your young will devour me. Why can't I feel panic? Fear? I should stop. Why can't I stop talking to you?
Number of trunk segments. 12 or more than 12.
More than 12. Much more.
Forcipules. Yes or no?
Yes. V never listened. No meant getting what she wanted suffered a setback. She pushed and pushed and pushed. Always what she wanted. Exhausting. She wanted to have kids. She tells me this the night before. Incredible, right? I'm ready to go to the facility to get scrubbed, suited up, loaded into a high-tech version of a tin can and shot across the vast reaches of space. She wants to talk babies. Strange. Before, V had shouted down to me from her place on the corporate ladder. A few more years. I ignored her. Where are you? I hear a scraping sound at the far end of the tunnel. Are you digging? Are you going to leave me here? I suppose I should expect it, but I would have thought you might want to watch over your babies. No, larvae. The right word is larvae. Certain species coil around their egg cluster. Not you. So, babies. Oh, you should have seen V break stuff. She even threatened me at knife point, blocked my way out of the house. The security team made sure I got to the facility in time, though. They hustled me out of the house, through the prep stations. It's funny, now I remember, they wanted to make sure I didn't bring any bugs with me. Hilarious, right?
Kylopoda. Yes or no?
No.
Recalculating. 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 Size. A metre or less? Or more than a metre?
More than a metre.
Curved tail with ovipositor. Yes or no?
That an ovipositor in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Theta ovipositor air pocket, are you happy to see me? Is not accepted. Please answer in yes or no format.
Yes. Yes. It's happening. They do tickle. And my breath is ragged as I suppress laughter. The view screen flashes once, flickers and goes out, switches to auxiliary power. I am part of something bigger. Something more now.
Alert. Dangerous xenoform. Activating rescue beacon. S-O-S. 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 S-O-S.
The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.